Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 25th day of July, and I'm going to try to say this without crying like a mama whose baby's turning 10. But my baby's turning 10. Happy birthday to our Daily Audio Bible baby, Ezekiel. Ezekiel was one of five children born in the duration of the Daily Audio Bible's existence. And I know many of you listen and you're like, yep, I was there with you all. I remember Brian podcasting from your green van. And it was true. I had an emergency C-section after I was to have a home birth. And we didn't see that coming. It was not in the plans. And well, we are sort of roll with the punches kind of people. And well, he punched and rolled right into that green van in the parking lot of the hospital. And I am so convinced that we were sustained and that Ezekiel is here because of the prayers of the righteous. And if you're like, nope, that's not me, I'm not righteous, then I'm going to correct you're thinking right now, because if we are new in Christ, the old is gone, the new has come, and we are the righteousness of God. So this is the day that we say thank you for your prayers, and this is the day that we honor just an incredibly beautiful, special, little boy who is so quickly turning into a big boy. I can't hardly stand it. With his bluish gray eyes and sincere smile, and he still holds my hand at night and knows when to say he's sorry in all of the right places and forgives me almost on a daily basis. So happy birthday, Ezekiel Brian Harden. You are absolutely one of the greatest treasures of my life. Okay, we are here to read the Bible together in chronological order, so we're going to do just that. Today we're reading Isaiah chapters 37 through 39. Deep breath. And then we'll jump over to Psalm and read Psalm 76. This week we are reading the Contemporary English Version. Isaiah chapter 37. As soon as Hezekiah heard the news, he tore off his clothes in sorrow and put on sackcloth. Then he went into the temple of the Lord. He told Prime Minister Eliakim, Assistant Prime Minister Shebna, and the senior priests to dress in sackcloth and tell me, "Isaiah, these are difficult and disgraceful times. Our nation is like a woman too weak to give birth when it's time for her baby to be born. Please pray for those of us who are left alive. The king of Assyria sent his army commander to insult the living God. Perhaps the Lord heard what he said and will do something if you will pray." When these leaders came to me, I told them that the Lord had this message for Hezekiah. "I am the Lord. Don't worry about the insulting things that have been said about me by these messengers from the king of Assyria. I will upset him with rumors about what's happening in his own country. He will go back, and there I will make him die a violent death." Meanwhile, the commander of the Assyrian forces heard that his king had left the town of Lachish and was now attacking Libna, so he went there. About the same time, the king of Assyria learned that King Tiraca of Ethiopia was on his way to attack him. Then the king of Assyria sent some messengers with this note for Hezekiah. "Don't trust your God or be fooled by his promise to defend Jerusalem against me. You have heard how we Assyrian kings have completely wiped out other nations. What makes you feel so safe? The Assyrian kings before me destroyed the towns of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and everyone from Eden who lived in Telassar. What good did their gods do them? The kings of Hamath, Arpad, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Avah have all disappeared. After Hezekiah had read the note from the king of Assyria, he took it to the temple and spread it out for the Lord to see. Then he prayed, Lord, God all-powerful of Israel, your throne is above the winged creatures. You created the heavens and the earth, and you alone rule the kingdoms of this world. Just look and see how Sennacherib has insulted you, the living God. It is true, our Lord, that Assyrian kings have turned nations into deserts. They destroyed the idols of wood and stone that the people of those nations had made and worshipped. But you are our Lord and our God. We ask you to keep us safe from the Assyrian king. Then everyone in every kingdom on earth will know that you are the only Lord. I went to Hezekiah and told him that the Lord God of Israel had said, Hezekiah, you prayed to me about King Sennacherib of Assyria. Now this is what I say to that king. The people of Jerusalem hate and make fun of you. They laugh behind your back. Sennacherib, you cursed, shouted, and sneered at me, the Holy One of Israel. You let your officials insult me, the Lord. And here is what you have said about yourself. I led my chariots to the highest heights of Lebanon's mountains. I went deep into its forest, cutting down the best cedar and cypress trees. I dried up every stream in the land of Egypt, and I drank water from wells I had dug. Sennacherib, now listen to me, the Lord. I planned all of this long ago, and you don't even know that I alone am the one who decided that you would do these things. I let you make ruins of fortified cities. Their people became weak, terribly confused. They were like wildflowers, or like tender young grass growing on a flat roof, or like a field of grain before it matures. I know all about you, even how fiercely angry you are with me. I have seen your pride and the tremendous hatred you have for me. Now I will put a hook in your nose, a bit in your mouth, and I will send you back to where you came from. Hezekiah, I will tell you what's going to happen. This year, you will eat crops that grow on their own, and the next year you will eat whatever springs up where those crops grew. But the third year, you will plant grain and vineyards, and you will eat what you harvest. Those who survive in Judah will be like a vine that puts down deep roots and bears fruit. I, the Lord, all-powerful, will see to it that some who live in Jerusalem will survive. I promise that the king of Assyria won't get into Jerusalem or shoot an arrow into the city or even surround it and prepare to attack. As surely as I am the Lord, he will return by the way he came and will never enter Jerusalem. I will protect it for the sake of my own honor and because of the promise I made to my servant David. The Lord sent an angel to the camp of the Assyrians, and he killed 185,000 of them all in one night. The next morning, the camp was full of dead bodies. After this, King Sennacherib went back to Assyria and lived in the city of Nineveh. One day he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, when his sons, Adrammelech and Sharezer, killed him with their swords. They escaped to the land of Ararat, and his son Esarhaddon became king. About this time, Hezekiah got sick and was almost dead. So I went in and told him, the Lord says you won't ever get well. You are going to die. And so you had better start doing what needs to be done. Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed, don't forget that I have been faithful to you, Lord. I have obeyed you with all my heart, and I do whatever you say is right. After this, he cried hard. Then the Lord sent me with this message for Hezekiah. I am the Lord God who was worshipped by your ancestor David. I heard you pray and I saw you cry. I will let you live 15 more years while I protect you and your city from the king of Assyria. Now I will prove to you that I will keep my promise. Do you see the shadow made by the setting sun on the stairway built for King Ahaz? I will make the shadow go back 10 steps. Then the shadow went back 10 steps. This is what Hezekiah wrote after he got well. I thought I would die during my best years, and stay as a prisoner forever in the world of the dead. I thought I would never again see you, my lord, or any of the people who live on this earth. My life was taken from me like the tent that a shepherd pulls up and moves. You cut me off like thread from a weaver's loom. You make a wreck of me day and night. Until morning came, I thought you would crush my bones just like a hungry lion both night and day. You make a wreck of me. I cry like a swallow. I mourn like a dove. My eyes are red from looking to you, Lord. I am in terrible trouble. Please come and help me. There's nothing I can say in answer to you since you are the one who has done this to me. My life has turned sour. I will limp until I die. Your words and your deeds bring life to everyone, including me. Please make me healthy and strong again. It was for my own good that I had such hard times, but your love protected me from doom in the deep pit, and you turned your eyes away from my sins. No one in the world of the dead can thank you or praise you. None of those in the deep pit can hope for them to show them how faithful you are. Only the living can thank you, as I am doing today. Each generation tells the next about your faithfulness. You, Lord, will save me, and every day that we live, we will sing in your temple to the music of stringed instruments. I had told King Hezekiah's servants to put some mashed figs on the king's open sore, and he would get well. Then Hezekiah asked for proof that he would again worship in the Lord's temple. Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, was now king of Babylonia. And when he learned that Hezekiah was well, he sent messengers with letters and a gift for him. Hezekiah welcomed the messengers and showed them all the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine oils that were in his storehouse. He even showed them where he kept his weapons. Nothing in his palace or in his entire kingdom was kept hidden from them. I asked Hezekiah, "Where did these men come from? What did they want?" "They came all the way from Babylonia," Hezekiah answered. "What did you show them?" I asked. Hezekiah answered, "I showed them everything in my kingdom." Then I told Hezekiah, "I have a message for you from the Lord All-Powerful. One day everything you and your ancestors have stored up will be taken to Babylonia. The Lord has promised that nothing will be left. Some of your own sons will be taken to Babylonia, where they will be disgraced and made to serve in the king's palace." Hezekiah thought, "At least our nation will be at peace for a while." So he told me, "The message you brought from the Lord is good." Psalm 76. You, our God, are famous in Judah and honored in Israel. Your home is on Mount Zion, the city of peace. There you destroyed fiery arrows, shields, swords, and all the other weapons. You are more glorious than the eternal mountains. Brave warriors were robbed of what they had taken, and now they lie dead, unable to lift an arm. God of Jacob, when you roar, enemy chariots and horses drop dead in their tracks. Our God, you are fearsome, and no one can oppose you when you are angry. From heaven you announced your decision as judge, and all who live on this earth were terrified and silent when you took over as judge, ready to rescue everyone in need. Even the most angry people will praise you when you are furious. Everyone, make your promises to the Lord your God and do what you promise. The Lord is fearsome, and all his servants should bring him gifts. God destroys the courage of rulers and kings and makes cowards of them. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you keep your promises even when we don't, that you are faithful even when we're not. We thank you that we can hand over to you those that have wronged us. We so many times think that vengeance is ours, that justice is ours, when we think we're reaching for justice, when we're reaching for revenge, and it is not ours, it is yours. You have the final say. And your heart is always for redemption, for forgiveness, for reconciliation. So I pray as a reminder to us today to be faithful in all things, even when it feels like our enemies are getting away with murder, with injustice, there is nothing that can be hidden from you. And we place all that we cannot control into your hands and let you have your way with it. That you get the final say. You get the outcome that you want. I pray that you would make our hearts soft, pliable, moldable, instead of hearts of stone. Instead of in our defiance and our rebellion and our pride of saying, no, absolutely not. I will not reconcile with that person. That we will surrender our will to you and say, have your way, God. And I pray that you would indeed have your way, O God. And we pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out. If you have not, that is the website as well. Take a look around if you're new. Lots of fun things to see there and some great resources designed to enhance your journey through the Bible. So check out our store and also our prayer wall, which is just a great way to reach out if you have an emergency prayer request, if you have just something that's pressing, if you just need a friend. There are people willing, available, and ready to meet with you. That prayer wall is available both on the website and on the app. But that is where you would type out your prayer request. If you would like to call in, you can do so. There's several different ways. 800-583-2164, or hit the red circle button. It's up at the top right-hand corner of that app, your mobile device, whatever smart techie thing you're using. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Make sure you hit submit. Turn the wheel over to chronological and it will get to the right place. Lastly, if you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we thank you so much for your partnership. And we are so fully aware that we could not do this without you. And so we are eternally grateful, eternally thankful, and looking towards eternity to see the lasting effects of this kingdom work. And we truly are just astounded that we get to be any part of this and what God is doing. If you would like to give by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can use that give icon. It's up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device. And then lastly, look for the give icon on the website as well. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. I'm looking forward to a great week together as we turn the page in the story of our own lives and in the story of the Word of God. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is Lori from Illinois. I just wanted to lift up a couple of fellow Dabbers. Today, I wanted to lift up Abraham from Mexico. You said that you were doubting your salvation. But if you look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And I wanted to lift you up to the Lord regarding your financial decisions. Lord, I lift up Abraham and his family, and I pray that you would guide them in the decisions that they have to make, Lord. We pray that you would bind Satan away and all of his demons, and that they just listen to truth and the way that you want them to go for these decisions. In the name of Jesus, amen. And I lift up Adopted of God in Illinois. Lord, I pray for her family and the family of friends who lost all these loved ones. God, we pray that you would just comfort them and wrap your arms around them. And I pray, excuse me, for her adult children to be saved. Lord, we pray that you would draw them to Jesus Christ to be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lori in Illinois, Rodney from Atlanta, Abraham from Mexico, and Victorious Soldier, I heard your calls. And I just want to say thank you so much for your love that you showed to my bride, LOV, after the 1-year anniversary of the death of her son. Thank you so much. For those that may have been behind the scenes, you didn't call, but you've been behind the scenes holding us up. Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayers and for your love. Lori, please know that I will be praying for your sister and her husband for the anniversary of the loss of their son in August. And Sonia in Austin, Texas, great wisdom on grief. I say amen, sister. So I want to pray for Carissa from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Father, I lift up our sister and her husband who have been missing each other due to busyness. God, I pray that you would step in to the midst of this storm and tell the storm to be still. The storm of busyness to be still. I pray that you would give them a plan to, Lord, go after their marriage and to do like Christy from Kentucky said, be intentional about their marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. Simone from Houston, way to go, sis. Congratulations.
Hello, my BABC family. This is Chicago Peg, breathing in his grace, breathing out his praise. And my prayer is for a grandma who called. She just identified herself as a grandma from Florida. And you're praying for your son. He has 3 small children, and his wife has mental illness and their issues there, and a divorce, and so many things. Oh, I pray, yes, in the name of Jesus, we pray together. DABC family, let's pray together for this grandma, and praying for her son and for his family, and praying that, as you requested, that Jesus' light would shine through, that all the lies will be exposed. Yes, in the name of Jesus, let all the lies be exposed. We pray that God will give his favor and his grace over this grandma's son and for her children. We pray that the Lord would protect the minds and hearts of his 3 children. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh Father, please let it be according to your will, that he will be able to see his children every day. We pray, oh Lord, grow up the children in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the favor and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ according to your will, for your plans for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Let us not cease to praise you, Lord, in every answer to prayer. And God bless this grandma and her family. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord Jesus. Chicago Peg signing off. I love you all.